I encourage you to turn with me in your copy of God's Word to the prophet Isaiah in chapter 61. And if you are physically able, I would encourage you to stand with me as we read verses 1 through 11, the chapter there. Isaiah 61, beginning in verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant to those who mourn in Zion, to give them a beautiful headdress instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the garment of praise instead of a faint spirit, that they may be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He may be glorified. They shall build up the ancient ruins. They shall raise up the former devastations. They shall repair the ruined cities, the devastations of many generations. Strangers shall stand and tend your flock. Foreigners shall be your plowmen and vine dressers. But you shall be called the priest of the Lord. They shall speak of you as the ministers of our God. You shall eat the wealth of the nations, and in their glory you shall boast. Instead of your shame, there shall be a double portion. Instead of dishonor, they shall rejoice in their lot. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess a double portion. They shall have everlasting joy. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and wrong. I will faithfully give them their recompense, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. Their offspring shall be known among the nations, and their descendants in the midst of the peoples. All who see them will acknowledge them, that they are an offspring the Lord has blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall exult in my God, for He hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decks himself like a priest with a beautiful headdress, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth its sprouts, and as a garden causes what is sown in it to sprout up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to sprout up before all the nations. And all of His children here today said together, Amen. May the Lord add His blessings to the reading of His Word today. Thank you. You may be seated. Heavenly Father, I come to You at a very sacred hour. I am not worthy to be called Your servant upon my own goodness, my own righteousness, or my own works. I'm certainly not worthy in my own accord to stand before a people at this God-ordained time and break open the bread of life, and yet You have called me to this place for such a time as this. And knowing that, Lord, I ask that You preach this sermon through me. Lord, that the Holy Spirit would just use my voice to call out the glorious salvation to the ears of those underneath the sound of this voice today. That You would draw Your people unto Yourself. That Your people would see You clearly in the glory of the gospel, the grace that is freely given, the love, the steadfastness, the faithfulness that You have towards us. Lord, that sinners would repent today and Christians would again turn their face to You and rejoice for the works that You have done, which are so glorious and mighty. We cannot do this without You. I cannot do this without You today, Lord. May I be nothing more than a tool in the hand of the Holy Spirit. In Christ's name, we ask these things again. Amen. Imagine, if you will, that this week you got a call from all those that you owe money to. And this call isn't like the normal one, when will you be making the payment? This call is one that says, you know what, your payment, you don't owe anything anymore. All your debt is cleared. You're free from debt. Can you imagine what a moment of jubilee that would be? Can you imagine? And yet God provided that for His people. The year of jubilee, the year of liberty, the 50th year. In the 50th year, there would be rest from the field and the toil and labor of the crop. Slaves would be set free, and also debts would be canceled. What a loving God that we have, that He provides for His people in that way in those days. And yet, what a loving God that we have that today has sent a person, the Lord Himself, in the flesh, to set us free. I think one of the most soul-stirring stories of the Holy Scriptures in the Gospels is found in Luke chapter 4, beginning in verse 16. I won't read that right now, but when Jesus Christ Himself read before the congregation gathered that day on that Sabbath, and He read from the prophet Isaiah, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And then He told them, as He sat down and the book closed, "This is being fulfilled today before your eyes." The prophet Isaiah alludes to this year of jubilee when he said to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Jesus Christ, as well, as He quotes Isaiah and bringing Himself in as the one to fulfill the words of the prophet, again uses the term to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. The year of jubilee. A time of freedom, a time of grace for our sufferings and labor. Rest, a time of joy, a time of looking into God and say, it is God and God alone that truly sets us free. We seek so many things to enrich our lives, to build us up, but it is truly and only the Lord that can set us free. And for freedom, Christ has set us free. This chapter, I tell you, it is so beautiful. Every word of it just drips like nectar from heaven. This poetic prophecy just enriches and fills the soul, every word from the beginning to the end. And the chapter is prophecy, certainly, that it is progressive in its nature. It meant something to the people in that day and the days to follow in the nation of Israel when the exile would return from captivity. But its greater fulfillment came as we referred to Luke, the Gospel of Luke, and Jesus Christ read these first few verses and said, today this has been fulfilled in your eyes. But yet we see a greater fulfillment found in this scripture, and that comes in the millennial kingdom when Jesus Christ shall reign. But yet it even progresses farther, and we see this prophecy being totally completed and totally fulfilled in the new heaven and earth when all is completed with man's redemption. You see, we can rejoice today and be jubilant because we have been set free by a person. Someone loved us so much. Someone cared for us so much. Someone truly saw our misery, our inability to raise ourselves up, our inability to break ourselves free, that He came and ministered unto us in our greatest need, and He set us free. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor in spirit. He sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. Have any of you had a broken heart in your life? Have any of you been poor from the affliction in your life? He sent the Lord to proclaim liberty and freedom to those who were in bondage. Bondage to the things of this world, to ourselves, to the flesh, to our addictions, to the things that we thought at one time would bring us great pleasure and enjoyment and fulfillment. And then we realized one day we look down and we are chained and enslaved to the very thing that we thought would set us free. The Lord has come. And He says, I will make you free. And I alone. He opens the prison to those who are bound. He alone has that key. And He proclaims the year of the Lord's favor. Beloved, I believe that we still live in the age where grace is found in Jesus Christ. We are still in the day, in the year of the Lord's favor. Jesus has come. Jesus went to the cross of Calvary and bore our sins. Jesus died. Jesus was buried. Jesus was resurrected. Jesus ascended, and Jesus is coming back. It is the year of the Lord's favor. Today, grace has been found for many of you, and grace can be received today into your life by faith. You can be set free today by calling upon the name of the Lord, the one in whom the Holy Spirit has anointed God in the flesh Himself, Jesus Christ. Seek the Lord while He may be found. It is interesting that in Luke, Jesus did not refer to the second part of verse 2. He quoted to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, but He did not go on and say, in the day of the vengeance of our God, vengeance is coming. There is a day of judgment, a day of justice. But Jesus Christ said, for now to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. The Lord may be found. Grace may be experienced through faith. We are set free, and we should rejoice and be jubilant because a person, the Lord Himself, God Himself, Jesus Christ Himself, has set us free by His redeeming and atoning work at Calvary. We should be jubilant in the year of the Lord's favor. Because we have been provided a new position through the Lord. If you would, look again at these precious words in verses 4 through 9. And when we are released from captivity, we are given a new position in life. They shall build up the ancient ruins. Who are they? Those who have been set free. They shall raise up the former devastations. They shall repair the ruined cities, the devastations of many generations. Strangers shall stand and tend their flocks. Foreigners shall be their plowmen and vine dressers. But you shall be called the priest of God. You've been brought out of captivity and given a new position. You are no longer a slave, Christian. You're a priest of God. Instead of your shame, there shall be a double portion. Instead of dishonor, they shall rejoice in their lot. Therefore, in their land, they'll possess a double portion. They shall have everlasting joy. Christian, rejoice today. Jesus has made you free, and Jesus has given you a name that does not hang with shame, a child of God. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and wrong. I will faithfully give them the recompense. I will make an everlasting covenant with them. Their offspring shall be known among the nations, and their descendants in the midst of the peoples. All who see them shall acknowledge them. Do some of you feel invisible as you walk through this life, like no one notices you? I believe it was a country song that said, I'm just a ghost in this house. Do you feel like that in your house? Do you feel like that as you walk down the streets? No one wants to hear your voice, really. No one cares what you have to say. No one knows your name. No one notices you. My friend, the Lord has noticed you. And He has freed you through the cross and through the resurrection. He has opened up the prison bars. He set you free. And not only that, He's given you a new name and a position that will remain forever. You will be acknowledged in the glories of heaven. They know your name there, Miss Kathy. They know your name there, Miss Elmira. You are acknowledged there and will be forever, even though others here might not. Their descendants in the midst of the peoples, and all who see shall acknowledge them, that they are the offspring the Lord has blessed. People will look at you that day. That's a child of God. That's the offspring that God has blessed. And then, not only have we been set free by a person into a position of freedom and from emptiness to fulfillment, freedom from sin and death, to eternal blessings and joy, but we have been given purpose and a place for that purpose to be fulfilled. Verses 10 and 11, he says, for as the earth brings forth its sprouts, and as a garden causes what is sown in it to sprout up, so the Lord will cause righteousness and praise to sprout up before all nations. Beloved, I want you to listen. You have been freed from something. You've been freed from the chains of death. You've been freed from the bondage of sin. But you've also been saved for something, and don't forget that. You have been saved to glorify God. You have been saved to praise His name and to show forth His righteousness and salvation. Each day of your life, even here, but it will be even greater fulfilled in the glories of eternity. Yes, we are saved from something, but we are also saved for something. We have been given purpose and a place to praise God joyfully and to live with Him forever. Isaiah seems to take us back to the beginning of Genesis in the garden. For as the earth brings forth its sprouts, as a garden causes what is sown in it to sprout up. I spoke to some of you about your garden today, Miss Aline. She said it's a community garden. Everybody come over and get what you want. She did say bring a hoe, and I don't have one of those. I've never found one to fit my hands yet. I'm kidding. Don't go over to their house in the evening and pick from their garden. Please don't. But they have sown specific things, and specific things with the Lord's blessings will grow from that garden. And it will taste so good. And so the Lord God in His garden has sown righteousness and praise, and that will sprout up before all nations. All nations will bow before the Lord. Throughout eternity, people from every nation, every tribe, every tongue will come together, and with great purpose we will live for the One that set us free. We will worship Him forever. We will show forth His righteousness because He has made us new and He has totally redeemed us in that great day. We will glorify God forever. We will praise His name. And my brother and sister, if that's what we will do throughout eternity, if that's what we've been saved for, let the music begin now. and let the praise flow from our lips now. Let us rejoice that we've been set free from the bondage of sin and death and hell now. Let us show forth His righteousness by the power of the Holy Spirit now. Let us have joy in our life now. Let us give Him praise now. Let us serve Him now. Knowing what we've been saved from and knowing what we've been saved for. It is the year of the Lord's favor. Yes, there is a day of vengeance coming from God, but now is the year of the Lord's favor. Jesus is still proclaiming it through His church today, through His word today. It's been proclaimed to you today. This is the year of the Lord's favor. This is when you can be set free from the bondage of sin and death and hell and God's wrath. The Spirit of the Lord was upon Jesus Christ and in Jesus Christ. And He came, my friend, and He set you free. It was late spring in 1865. Young African-American boy ran to the large crowd gathered there in Richmond, Virginia at the church. He was running toward the crowds, and as he ran toward the crowds, he heard the cheers and the celebration and the crying out of joy, the hymns, as many hundreds of freed slaves congregated there for a jubilee worship service and rejoice in their newfound freedom. At the end of a very brutal and bloody, horrific war. Even General Grant and his army were there in Richmond, Virginia at the Jubilee meeting, and also there, the great evangelist from Chicago, D.L. Moody, by invitation, came to the Jubilee meeting in spring of 1865 in Richmond, Virginia. And here comes this little boy, nothing but his dirty rags of clothes to wear. The most valuable thing that he was wearing was the grin on his face as he heard the cries, the shouts, the rejoicing, the songs, the prayers of praise. The closer he got, the more he saw that the scene of the meeting was filled with jubilant praise and emotions. He heard again the hymns grow even more powerful, not only to his ears, but to his spirit. He heard more clearly the prayers of the praise to Almighty God. And then he got to where he could see the pulpit. And the old African-American preacher came to the pulpit and he began to speak. And he said, "Mothers, you rejoice today because you are free and your child has been torn from your arms to be sold and sent far off away for the last time." He said, "Young men, you rejoice today and be jubilant because you've heard the crack of the slave driver's whip for the last time." He said, "Young maidens, rejoice today. You've been put on the auction block and treated as an animal and sold for the last time. You are now free." And the people shouted, "Glory to God!" And the tears of joy filled Virginia like rushing streams. As the young boy was watching and too being swept away in the emotions of the joy in the meeting, he looked up beside him, and there was a white man weeping almost uncontrollably with joy and praising God too. He was pretty well dressed, a little chubby, bearded. And he wondered, why does this white man rejoice with us? He has never been enslaved, and He's never been whipped or beaten. He's never been sold on the auction block. Confused, the young boy looked up at the man and said, "Sir, why do you cry with us and celebrate?" It was D.L. Moody. D.L. Moody looked down into the eyes of the young boy and said, "My little brother, I weep and rejoice with you because the work of God has been proven. This horrific war has ended, and you're free. But even greater, my little friend, is the truth in this, that we are truly set free through Jesus Christ. So today, let us be jubilant. It's the year of the Lord's favor. Let's worship God together." The prophet added, "I will greatly rejoice in the Lord." And you know what? Many times, even in my life, as a child of God, I forget just what God has done for me through Jesus Christ. It's so easy to become hard and stale and cold. And the more you stay away from the Word, the easier it is to become hard and stale and cold because you're not getting your dose of grace every day and reminding you of what you've been saved from and saved for. You see, I needed grace and got it as a 9-year-old, but I need grace even more at 44 than I did at 9. Every day I need grace, or lest I get burdened by the cares of the world and I get hard and stale and cold. Our worship becomes monotonous at times. We forget it's about the Lord and we think church is about us for some reason. I don't know. Like we've set the first person free and yet we want church to be about us. Does that make any sense at all? Some are sleeping today. Bless your heart. Jesus has set you free and you're sleeping. My brothers and sisters, be jubilant. This is the year of the Lord's favor. Christ has come and He is coming back. And those who put their faith and trust in Him are set free from the bondage of sin. And you will no longer be a slave to hell, where you will experience the judgment of God throughout eternity. The prison doors have been opened. We are no longer empty, but filled and sealed with the Holy Spirit. And death once guarded the door. Jesus Christ has relieved him of his duty, and he has opened up the door, and he has spoken to you, "Follow me out, and I'll lead you all the way to freedom forever." Have you been set free today? No, honestly, I know some of you know that's the answer you're supposed to give because you've come to church enough to know that. But I'm really asking, have you been set free today? Have you been set free from sin? Have you been set free from the fear of death and its impact throughout eternity upon your life? Are you rejoicing in the Lord Jesus Christ that has come in this year of the Lord's favor? Have you been set free? Christian, let me talk to you. Are you still bound by addictions of this world? You can be set free. God has already really set you free from that. Are you walking in your freedom? The pain and the misery and the depression and all of those things. Do you have hope and strength and life in Jesus Christ? Have you been set free? This is the year of the Lord's favor. Rejoice. Christ has come and He's coming again to totally finish His redemptive work. So rejoice today. Awaken your spirits. Lift up your eyes. And do not grumble as the rest of the world, because you have a champion of love that has given you eternal, jubilant life. Amen? If you've not been set free today, you can be. The Holy Spirit has spoken to you today. As it says in Acts chapter 3, verse 19, when Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, preached that great sermon, he said, "Repent, turn, therefore, and turn back, that your sins may be blotted out, that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that He may send Christ appointed for you, Jesus." Today, would you repent? Repent of your sins and agree with God that you're a sinner, that you're bound. You're bound by sin and you're enslaved by death, and your destination is hell. But that can be changed today, as it is the year of the Lord's favor and His grace has been shown to you today. Will you come today and say, "Jesus, I come. Jesus, I come. Set me free." We're going to give you that opportunity here in just a moment. And you can slip out of your aisle and you can come, and if that's all you can say is, "Jesus, set me free," my friend, if you mean that, that's enough. Jesus, set me free. And He is faithful to hear our prayers and willing and able to bring you out of captivity and slavery today. Christian, have you forgotten what Christ has done for you? Today, will you rededicate your life? Begin rejoicing again in your life because you have lived and are living in the year of the Lord's favor. Do you realize today that not only you were saved from something, but for something, and you're not really living that out? You're still living for you and kind of doing your thing. Today, Christian, would you totally surrender even more and come to Christ and just speak to Him, I'm rededicating my life to the Lord to serve Him greater. Whatever decision the Holy Spirit has spoken to you today in this message, would you come? Would you come? Heavenly Father, have your will and have your way in this place today. Bind Satan, O Lord, and every distraction, that each person in this room may truly see you, Lord, and what you've come to do and what you can do in our lives today. Today, Lord, would you break strongholds? Would you return joy to the Christian's life? Would you save souls today and set them free? In Jesus' name and for His sake, amen.
We hope you've enjoyed our service and invite you to return to our website and listen to the numerous other podcasts we have posted. If you would like to join us in person, service times and location are listed on our homepage. Thank you for listening.